Last year, a federal judge ruled that a plan to restore salmon runs, called the Biological Opinion, did not do enough to protect the fish. It was the fourth time a federal judge had ruled against various federal plans to save endangered salmon on the Columbia and Snake River systems. Now, four Northwest Republican lawmakers, including Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, have proposed legislation that would throw out the judge's ruling and implement the Biological Opinion plan through the year 2020. McMorris Rogers says the collaborative effort to put the plan together and the current efforts to improve fish runs have been very successful.
At a time when we're seeing record salmon returns up the Columbia and Snake River system, 97% of the young salmon are making it past the dams now. We're seeing, because of improved fish ladders, technology at the dams, that dams and fish can coexist.
But Steve Pettit, a retired fish biologist who worked for the Idaho Fish and Game Department, says that's completely untrue, and the latest salmon run returns have been dismal.
Well, if you've been following the news at all, we've had to close seasons. We didn't even have a Chinook season on the Clearwater. The runs are so low. The Steelhead run this fall is going to be the worst run in 40 years.
The bill would also overturn the judges requiring the Army Corps of Engineers to spill more water for fish at 8 Columbia and Snake River dams starting next year. Fish advocates like Sam Mace of the Save Our Wild Salmon organization say increased spill would mean more juvenile fish making it to the ocean.
And the science is very clear that the more you operate the river like a river rather than a series of lakes, the more abundant our salmon and steelhead runs are.
The lawmakers who support the new proposed legislation worry that additional water spilled over dams will lead to lost power generation. The lawmakers are also proposing the legislation to thwart an environmental review of the Biological Opinion Plan, which calls for studying the possible breaching of the four lower Snake River dams. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.